For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing, that they have no covering in the cold. They cause him to go naked without clothing, and they take away the chief from the hungry. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. The lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. And she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, Thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be an healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. And her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. It shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before the Lord to eat sufficiently, and for durable clothing. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the workmen, and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing, they are all the work of cunning men. Prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. And he said unto them in his doctrine, Beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, And ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place. And say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool.